I'm Judy Messaline.
Great.
You're at the UFO Watchtower in the San Luis Valley of Colorado. Nice to meet you. They have had documented UFO sightings in this valley since the 1600s. I opened this in 2000 just because of all the stories from the locals. And since I opened, we've had 93 sightings from just here.
No way.
Yeah, I've gotten to see 26 of them.
Really?
Really.
4, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, end of test.
The closest one was between here and the mountains and partway down. I called a cigar shaped. It was narrow and really long. And it just went zip like that. 11 o'clock at night, we had over a dozen people here. Everybody saw it. So it wasn't, you know, it's nice when you have others witnessing, because then you know you're not hallucinating, you know. I moved here initially to raise cattle. And what I found out, well, after I'd moved here, all I heard were UFO stories from the folks around here. And I'd giggle and say, we need a UFO watchtower, never thinking I'd ever do it. Well, I struggled with the cows for 4.5 years. They just don't eat sand real well. So I had to sell the herd. I just couldn't feed them anymore. And one of the farmers pushed me into doing this. And he says, you need to put up that UFO watchtower. You'd have fun. I've had fun, but I've also had experiences which I don't think I would have ever had if I hadn't opened this.
In what way?
There's two large vortexes out there. We've had over 25 psychics in, and that's what they've all said. They described a vortex as a portal to a parallel universe or an opening. They spin and they're full of energy. But one spins clockwise and the other one spins counterclockwise. And then they overlap in the middle, and they call that the Vesica Piscis. But when you walk through the garden, you should pay attention to your body because you can feel the energy from the vortexes. So I've told folks to leave something in the garden and get their energy here as well. So we've got trinkets from all over the world out there people have left. The latest sighting from here was the 4th of July, and in fact there were two sightings. One was over here by the mountains, and it looked like the flash from a camera. It was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The other one was 11 o'clock at night, and the people described it as looking at the bugs skipping across the water.
I have the fireflies.
But it was way up high. Those were the latest. As far as seeing the UFOs, I'd never seen anything prior to opening. I never expected to. And then we started seeing them. And you know, once you've seen one, it's kind of mind-changing, soul-changing. I mean, it really gets you to thinking about, what is all of this all about? You know, is there really folks coming from another world to visit us? I can't figure it out. I'm still trying to figure it out. Somebody was here not long ago and they said, good old Americana. And I said, it's just not Americana. I mean, there's other countries who have gotten into this as well, you know? And see, the Native Americans, they consider this valley floor sacred. Years ago, they wouldn't fight on the valley floor. They'd have their peace talks here. The energies are just really good up there, really good. No, I didn't think it would be possible. And then, it's possible. And it's probable. There has to be life someplace else. This cosmos is just too big. People say, well, what about religion? Well, the way I look at it is, if there is life someplace out here, then our God created it. It says in the Bible, He created the heavens and the earth. So I believe that He created it too. So it can't be bad, you know? Can't be all bad.
Can't be bad.
No. So anyway, this place is a very special valley. And they say if you belong here, you keep coming back or you move here. If you don't belong here, you can't get out of here fast enough. I believe that one too.